From Illinois National Bank. Go to IllinoisNationalBank.com to contact me today.
Illinois National Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Will anyone budge anytime soon?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's day 26 of the partial government shutdown and a standoff over border wall funding. Democratic Senator Chris Coons wants
the president to agree to reopen the government and let us begin working. I don't expect the president to capitulate. I do expect him to compromise.
Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
The president tweeting, it is becoming more and more obvious that the radical Democrats are a party of open borders and crime. They want nothing to do with the major humanitarian crisis on our southern border. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders weighed in on the shutdown on Fox News.
The fundamental thing that the president has been 100% clear on is we have to have what the people at the border, the Customs and Border Patrol agents, have told us they need.
Revised White House estimates now say the shutdown has already weighed significantly on economic growth. Dave?
John, some furloughed government workers have been called back to work, though still without pay. Thousands at the IRS, the FAA, and the FDA. A company called Rally House in Kansas City, Missouri, has been hiring other furloughed federal workers as temps.
I said, when could you start? And I said, well, I could start right now.
Because Jennifer Morris's job at the EPA is on hold. Another Democratic senator wants to be president.
Taking on the corruption and greed in Washington. Taking on the special interest.
Kirsten Gillibrand announced her exploratory committee for 2020 on the CBS Late Show. Gillibrand among a few dozen Democrats either running or considering it. Tens of thousands of teachers will be picketing again today in Los Angeles, day three of their strike.
It's really hard because I want this to end. I want my teachers back. I want everything to be normal.
Well, some classrooms have substitutes, but student attendance is way down, a quarter of what it normally is. Well, this is good for tens of thousands of Sears and Kmart workers. The company's chairman has won the bankruptcy auction, though it still needs court approval. The $5-plus billion bid would keep the struggling retailer stores open. This is Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
An American is dead in Kenya. One of 14 people murdered when terrorists attacked a hotel.
Gunfire and explosions continued until shortly before President Kenyatta's televised address to the nation, but he confidently claimed that all the attackers had been, as he put it, eliminated. Terror group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Some 700 managed to escape while a standoff between the militants and Kenyan special forces continued with frequent small arms fire for more than 12 hours. The attack is, according to analysts, a strong sign that the Al-Qaeda-linked Somali terror group Al-Shabaab is still a major threat in this region. In Johannesburg, Paul Tilsley, Fox News.
More than 6 years after the deadly attack at the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, that left four Americans dead, a court ruling.
A federal judge in Washington has ruled that former National Security Advisor Susan Rice and former Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes must answer written questions about the Obama administration's response to the attack that killed a U.S. ambassador. The ruling is part of a legal battle over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private server during her tenure.
That's Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A different kind of attack in New York City.
A man wielding a hammer, leaving a seafood buffet restaurant splattered with blood, its chef dead. Two others in critical condition in Brooklyn, New York, Tuesday night. Witnesses quoted as saying he was screaming things like, I'm killing everybody, while smashing at people with the hammer during the unprovoked attack at seafood buffet in Sheepshead Bay, where customers and workers scrambled to get away, some ending up at the clam bar next door, which helped shelter murder them. The 34-year-old suspect ran from the scene but was caught a few blocks away. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Stocks may rise again. The opening bell later this hour. Dow futures up 123 points the day after a 155-point game. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
And we've got your local news to get to shortly. Thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World with 2019 here. Maybe you and your partner are talking about upgrading things in your home. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, been in business since 1977, over 40 years of appliance experience, working with name brands like Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Maytag, and Bosch. And they've got the discount pricing and the service, including this 10-year protection plan for free. Wow! Talk about low prices and a great selection of appliances in Central Illinois, in cities like Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. And, of course, just south of I-74 on Neal Street in Champaign. You can visit appliance-world.com to find out more about Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Board has taken some action on the county-owned nursing home. Board members this week voted to pay off about $1.9 million of the nursing home's debt owed to vendors. They decided to absorb nearly $4.2 million in debt owed to the nursing home. The county decided to write off all expenses that are more than 210 days old. It is not clear why, but the Champaign School Board has put a plan for 4% raises for some administrators on hold. The announcement of the raises was planned for Monday night, but the News Gazette says the announcement was delayed at the last minute, with the school board president saying the item would appear on a future agenda. We are still in a partial government shutdown, but you'll still be able to get your income tax refund. The Internal Revenue Service has ordered an additional 36,000 IRS employees to show up to work without being paid. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
We got some Christmas gift money, and we decided the thing that we wanted and needed the most was a new washer and dryer. The old set was on its last legs. I mean, they were small, slow, and one was making a funny noise. But we wanted a great sale, so we shopped around. We wanted a washer with one of those full-size agitators, one that wasn't afraid to use some water, and a huge capacity and an equally large dryer. We found it all. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World had the perfect set, and they were $213 less than everyone else, even online. And they came with that famous, free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Champaign-Urbana during January. Get this full-featured lawn repair at huge savings. And with approved credit, get no-interest financing. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Your forecast is brought to you by Honda BMW of Champaign, the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. It's a great day to take a test drive. Oh, man, the machine in the BMW and the control that you have, even in these tricky, slippery conditions or snow. You will be amazed. Honda BMW with a terrific selection. And the pre-owns, too. I know at the end of the year, we were looking at some different vehicles on the lot. Honda BMW of Champaign. And you can visit online at drivechampaign.com. They're at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. Looking at the clouds today with a high 34, down to around 27 this evening. There's a 90% chance of a wintry mix happening Thursday and throughout the day. On Thursday, with the temperatures up to 37 and down to 24, it could be icy, it could be snow, so we're definitely watching this forecast to see where it turns. 32 with some clouds on Friday's forecast, snow and blustery with a high 29 Saturday, very cold on Sunday, high 16, and could get below zero, like negative 8, they're saying, on Sunday night. Coming into Monday with Martin Luther King Jr. holiday. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J with Stevie J Travels, and a group of citizens from America touring and getting these new examples of culture and new experiences. I'd love to hear some of these reports from Stevie J.
Hello again from Bangkok, Thailand. We're in Bangkok, Thailand, and we just got done with the Grand Palace, and it was pretty amazing to see something built 400 years ago. And right now we are doing a little shopping. We had to take our shoes off for the very first time. The last time I took my shoes off or anything like this was in Agra, India, 1970, when we entered the Taj Mahal. The Grand Palace is where the king lives, and it was built, as I mentioned, 400 years ago. Everything inlaid with jewels and gold, and we went and saw the Emerald Buddha. It's the most important Buddha in Thailand, and we saw it in Throne Hall, and again, we tried to guess. Everything we saw were jewels and gold, real gold. They would not allow pictures. You can look online if you want to search Throne Room and Emerald or Jade Buddha. You probably see what we just saw, but it's priceless. Christian put it at priceless, and we're not going to refute that. It was just unbelievable, the size of the place, all the soldiers that are standing guard. This thing is, 100 acres big, maybe. It's really large, and everything, again, built in the 1600s, a long time ago. So it is 90 degrees, and I know I'm not getting any sympathy for being hot, considering the weather in central Illinois, and I know what's coming. In any event, we're thinking of you and hoping you're enjoying these updates as I take us through Asia. We've had quite a trip. We're nearing the end. We'll be in Bangkok here for just a few more hours. Again, the feel of a Hong Kong, the feel of a pretty big city, pretty sophisticated versus what we saw in Vietnam, which is so undeveloped based on what we're seeing here on most of the trip. In any event, it's a lot of people, a lot of people having fun. There are three cruise ships docked today in port, making for a pretty interesting parking situation earlier. But again, we got off, took the two-hour ride in. This is not really set up for a ship because of the immense driving and the traffic that's necessary. After it's all said and done, we'll have spent about 4 hours on the ground in Bangkok. But again, better than nothing at all. And when we lived in India in 1969-70, our family stopped here 50 years ago briefly. And I remember that visit so much. So we have one more stop tomorrow, Diane. That'll be in Koh Samui. It's an island south of Bangkok. And then after a day there, and where we are attempting to ride elephants there tomorrow, if it works out, but it'll be really, really hot as well. And then we'll go on into Singapore and spend 2 days before we fly home via San Francisco into Chicago. And based on your forecast and what I'm understanding, Diane, I hope we get into Chicago on Monday night, and I'll be on the air live in the studios this coming Tuesday, looking forward to being back with you. So we're again in the streets of Bangkok doing a little shopping before we head back to the Asia Hotel, where our shuttle will take us back to the port. And we're just learning so much and enjoying our visit immensely. It is so different. It just gives you such a perspective on your life in America when you get a chance to see the other parts of the world and appreciate so much what we have and the blessings we are given every day in America, the freedoms and liberties and the... seeing some of the other parts of the world that aren't doing so well, you think about what we argue about every day and it seems silly based on their survival in some of these cases. All right, we'll talk again soon. Again, we're in Bangkok, Thailand, bringing a little Asia home to ESPN 93.5. Diane, I'm Stevie J. Talk to you soon.
Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If this world is sucking the life, strength, and joy out of you, seek strength through Jesus Christ. He gives us everything we need to have true joy in our life. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
We turn your feelings into flowers. The Blossom Basket Florist.
You need to watch the playoffs with your friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. First, they have $5 pitchers on the weekend during the playoffs. Second, if your friends watch at your house, it means multiple guys sitting on a couch together, which is always super awkward. So are you going to touch elbows and knees with your buddies, or are you going to get your own stool and split $5 pitchers of beer? Come for the playoffs, stay for the $5 select pitchers and personal space at Buffalo Wild Wings. Price and participation vary by location, not valid with any other offer.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. Are you a difference maker? By difference maker, I mean a good difference maker as opposed to making a difference for worse. Coaches look for a difference maker. Managers, companies, generals, almost everyone is looking for someone on the team to be a difference maker. John Maxwell has a good book about the topic. He says that an attitude can help make a difference, but by itself it may not. Difference makers ask good questions and listen to answers. They take ownership of issues and problems instead of laying blame. They look for positive change instead of fighting change, because waiting for ideal conditions is rarely an option. So, what about it? Let's be difference makers instead of space takers. I'll say that again. Let's be difference makers instead of space takers. At BPC and A&R Mechanical, we're working to make a positive difference for you. Let's work together to make the world a better place. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute.
Hey, Cardinals Nation. The Cardinals Caravan, presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, is coming your way. It's your chance to get up close and personal with your favorite team. Get the latest scoop on the upcoming season from current players, Cardinals alumni, and broadcasters. Plus, there will be raffle prizes and autographs for the kids. Folks, jump on the Caravan. The Cardinals Caravan. Rolling into Champaign on Friday, January 18th. For more information, visit cardinals.com/caravan.
I'm Diane Ducey. Austin Berkland of the Jeremy Warner Show joining me in studio. Hi, Austin.
How's it going?
Fine. Here we are listening to that Cardinal Caravan promo. I'm like, are you going? You said no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Cub fan, but
right.
It is a really cool event here
it
in
is.
Champaign for all the Cardinals fans. I wish the Cubs did a similar thing with their radio network, but it's just... It's Chicago. It's
right.
So much of a bigger city than St. Louis is, so they don't feel the need, which I totally
guess.
Understand.
Yeah.
But the St. Louis Cardinal Caravan, definitely in a cool event. A few years, we've had some really cool guests
right.
here in Champaign. And this year, Jose Martinez and Brivia and Gant. That's a pretty solid lineup.
Okay, cool.
It feels like with Paul Goldschmidt and Andrew Miller added to the fold, everyone drops the slot down.
Got a little Mo going on.
Yeah, so Cardinals get some better players here in Champaign.
Al Raboski, the Mad Hungarian, Benji Molina, Yahdi's brother. I'm sure he gets tired of hearing that.
Yeah, I want to talk about Benji. Like, he's like, can we talk about Benji instead of Yahdi?
So, Tom Ackerman from KMOX, a sports director. I'll be visiting with him later today. Play that back for you tomorrow morning since he has a morning show also. And then our own Lon Tay, who's on with Michael Carpenter 4 to 6 here on ESPN 93.5. Helping host the Q&A portion since TVJ is touring Asia. The festivities kick off at noon. It's one autograph item for kids 15 and under that we do after that panel, and it's a really good time. I was talking about it yesterday on CI Living. I don't know if you caught me on TV.
I did not, but I saw the Twitter and Facebook post about it, so really cool.
Okay, thank you. So speaking of your Cubs, I heard that Joe Maddon, the manager, acquiring Bryce Harper was a recently asked question, and he said, not going to happen. And then people were talking about Chris Bryant and Bryce Harper growing up in Vegas together,
playing
on the same team back in the day.
Yeah, you have two schools of thought on Joe Maddon's comment. Number one, that he's being upfront and honest that they aren't going to sign Bryce Harper. And the other side of the coin is you're not really supposed to chat too terribly much in the media and outside of players who aren't on your team's payroll. So he may just be playing dumb.
Okay.
Who knows? But I'm going towards the former instead of the latter.
Point. So Illini Nation talking about Jeff Thomas. First he said he's transferring to the Illini. Now he's saying I'm staying in Miami. I am a Hurricane. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, Instagram post last night. He said, tough decision, but I've decided to keep playing football and earning my degree at the University of Miami. Huge thanks to the University of Illinois for giving me the opportunity to accomplish my future dreams. With all due respect my decision. Thanks. Go Illini. Go Canes. Yes, tough that he didn't pick the Illini. He would have been an instant impact wide receiver, a speedy guy. But right now, it's the staff's job to get another receiver in there and help out Rod Smith's offense. I like he would have been a handful to deal with day in and day out. So, maybe for the best.
Maybe a blessing in disguise.
Illini,
The Illini in Minnesota tonight. Who you got?
I've got Minnesota.
Okay.
The rebounding of the Golden Gophers is way too much for the Illini to overcome. They have they're top 25 in offensive rebounding percentage in the country. Just a tough matchup for the Illini.
I've got the Illini by two. Let's do this. Hey, thanks for your report.
Not a problem.
All right. It's the Jeremy Warner Show with Austin Berkland, kind of featured this week because Jeremy brought home Lily yesterday. I saw some pictures on social media with he and Tiffany and a new child in their family with little Torrens. Good stuff. Clouds at a high 34 today, weather-wise, down to 27 tonight, 37 the high tomorrow. Expecting some rain and snow. We've got a high Friday of 32 and then really blustery conditions on Saturday with a high 29. It is 8:20 on ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Americans were paying a little less for imported things in December. The government says import prices declined 0.1%. Export prices were down 0.6%. The government did not release its numbers on December retail sales. That report is delayed because of the partial government shutdown. More companies are reporting earnings. Goldman Sachs' quarter was stronger than expected. Bank of America also reporting an upbeat quarter. It was helped by higher interest rates and the corporate tax cut. Sears is not shutting down. The bankruptcy auction was won by chairman and hedge fund manager Eddie Lampert, who also purchased the Die Hard and Kenmore brands. He plans to shrink the company to about 425 stores and save as many as 50,000 jobs. Ford says its sales declined in the recent quarter, partly because business was down in China. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
This is Eric Bullen with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help clients plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Every month we celebrate law enforcement because they're critical to our life as we know it. This month's honoree, Matthew McKinney, Urbana Police. How are you, Matt?
Good.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been on the police force for 5 years now.
Why did you want to do this?
You know, growing up, I've always just found interest in a lot of things, and it's kind of the thing about police work that I enjoy is that there's a lot of different aspects to the job. It's always changing. No shift is the same. No call is the same, and our department has a lot of different opportunities, and so just all those things kind of drew me into police work.
Okay. In a given shift, you just wait for the call, you patrol, you check for speeding, there's a variety of things in a night?
Yeah, really that's kind of the get out of it what you make of it. And so you get the opportunity to, if you really like to deal with traffic, you can go out and make a lot of stops. If you enjoy certain aspects of certain calls, you can jump calls and go to respond to calls for service. You know, just the things that you find interesting, you can make a habit of focusing on while you're on shift and really make that your kind of goal for the night or for your shift or however long you're working at the department.
Pros and the no's start with Lowe's, because Lowe's has the fixtures and the savings to get the job done right. Working on a big bath project? Now you can get up to 35% off select bath faucets, and you can even save up to 20% on select toilets. Plus, order what you need online and pick it up in-store. See Lowe'sForPros.com for details. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 3-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. U.S. only.
This is Take Me Out to the Ball Game instead of Illini music. I hit the wrong key here. I bring it Pam up. Since I'm in that baseball mode now with this music, are you a Cardinal or Cub fan?
Cup fan.
Okay, well, Austin and I were just talking about Joe Maddon saying at a press conference or whatever, not going to happen on Bryce Harper, but whatever. And we were talking about the Cardinal Caravan at the iHotel at noon on Friday. So in case you have some Cardinal fans, let them know about that, Pam. So
yes,
we're giving you tickets to go to the Illini game tonight. Congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you.
All right. So, the Illini play in Minnesota. You've got some orange and blue and represent, right?
Absolutely.
All right, Illini 0-5 in the Big Ten, 4-12 overall, but Minnesota 3-12 in the Big Ten, 13-3 overall. It would be a great upset tonight at 8. It's on the Big Ten Network, but now you and a friend going. You're from Ivesdale. I'm sure it'll be all right traveling around. How are you finding the roads these days and all of that?
They're getting better.
Okay, good. But you're hearing
out in the country, so the country roads are still not the greatest, but the highways are fine.
I guess we're used to this, though, right? I feel like we're kind of pulling the wuss card these days with us bracing for impact and stocking up the shelves and, you know, snowcopalypse is coming our way or whatever they're calling it. But and they're saying another pounding coming our way Saturday. Have you heard that, Pam?
I've heard that. You keep reporting that. I'm not liking it.
Well, anyway, get to the game. 8 o'clock start, Illini, Minnesota. Thanks for listening to ESPN 93.5.
Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, Pam is an Illini fan, and she had texted in earlier to 359-2255. And thanks to everyone who's been listening and trying to win those tickets. It's also Marcus Liberty bobblehead night tonight as we work with Game Day Spirit. The day after the bobblehead is debuted, you have a chance to purchase one at Game Day Spirit, your official fan store for the Fighting Illini. With this 30th anniversary for the Flying Illini, it's pretty cool to see these bobbleheads come out. Kendall Gill last week, but this game against Minnesota spotlights Marcus Liberty, and you'll have to listen after four with the Tay and Carp Show also offering a bobblehead for one of our listeners to add to their collection. ESPN 93.5, Stevie J on his tour of Asia.
Good morning again, Diane. We wrap up our very brief stay in Bangkok, Thailand. We've had a fast 4 hours, pretty much is all the time we've had on the ground. 90 degrees, as I mentioned. I know all the snow coming our way. We are about to get on the bus. The bus tried to loop around the block. In downtown Bangkok, Thailand, looping around the block will take 30 minutes. That's the kind of congestion we're getting in rush hour here on this, what is Wednesday here. We're ahead of you by 13 hours, I think. Grace, what did you think of Bangkok, Thailand?
Very fast-paced, very culturally different. It was a really cool stop. It was several hours from our actual port, but it was super neat, and we got to go to the Grand Palace, which was cool, and you got to take off your shoes going in to see the Emerald Buddha, so and 400 years old. So a lot of history, a lot of culture, very, very neat place to see.
Nathaniel, what do you think of Bangkok, Thailand? Any thoughts?
Well, it's evidently a very large city. I don't know the political structure, but you definitely have very well-developed areas, very nice office developments, and clearly a pretty high level of income. But you also have a fair share of poverty, at least that's visible from, you know, from a bus and from the interstate and just driving around the city. So very diverse, feels in that sense very much like a city you'd find in America, in that you do have a very broad spectrum of income levels. But yes, as Grace mentioned, very culturally diverse and just different from what we're used to in North America.
And Christian, Benjamin, by the way, is already on the bus, and he's taking a lap around, the 30-minute lap around. Cheap around here, really. You bought a shirt for how much? Button-down shirt?
Yeah, button-down shirt for $6. Pretty cool. It's a cool place. Definitely is really crowded. Has that big city feel that we're familiar with in the States. But one difference, in the States, there's always that, you know, downtime for lunch and the traffic. But we've been here since the early morning and to the early afternoon, and it's been bumper to bumper since we got here. So I think it's a little more sophisticated than Vietnam, as in people have cars instead of scooters. But it's still just kind of overcrowded and really busy. Very cool, but very crowded.
We're going to miss the Cardinal Caravan. Jose Martinez headlines it. Darn it!
Yeah, pretty cool. That'll be a really fun player for you guys to get to see and get to talk to. He's a crazy, crazy, rowdy and fun guy. He's 32 or something. No, maybe older. I don't know. He's 30. He's really old, but he's been in the league forever, kind of bouncing around between AAA and the majors. But he's fun spirit. I don't know how good his English is, but hopefully it's enough to where he can answer some questions. But, yeah, that'll be a fun time.
This is the Cardinal Caravan. The FCA, the Illini FCA, will be selling raffle tickets. And I know there's all kinds of great Cardinal gear. They do it every year, and they let somebody raise some money, and it's Illini FCA. And we're excited for Sarah and her athletes to sell some raffle tickets beginning at 11 o'clock. Everything at the I Hotel. We will miss it 9,000 miles away, thinking of the Cardinal Caravan this year in a couple of days, noon Friday at the I Hotel. Well, that's going to wrap it up from Bangkok. Tomorrow, we're in a little place called Koh Samui. Koh Samui, if you want to look it up on a map where it is, way out here in, wow, just a long way south of Bangkok, Thailand is Koh Samui Island. Then from there, we'll go south. We'll go to Singapore for 2 days, fly home Monday. And Lord willing, we'll be safe and sound as we land in O'Hare, and hopefully the weather will have passed and everything will be shoveled and everything will be okay. But certainly we're keeping our eyes on it from here. All right, Diane, thank you. Hope everybody has a great rest of your day. I'm Stevie J, live in Bangkok, Thailand, on our Grand Asia Stevie J travel trip. Everybody on our trip seems to be having a great time, and they all say hi, and they're kind of happy they're not dealing with the snow, as we will in just a few days. All right, thanks. Talk to you tomorrow from Koh Samui Island, Thailand. It's Stevie J here, ESPN 93.5.
Great to get those reports and hear Stevie J's voice, of course. ESPN 93.5, 8:30, and time for our headlines.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. An American businessman's among at least 15 people killed in a terrorist attack at a hotel and shopping complex in Nairobi, Kenya.
We are grieving as a country this morning.
President Uhuru Kenyatta says the gunmen are all dead. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab claims responsibility for the attack. A group of House and Senate Democrats rejects President Trump's invitation to the White House to talk about border wall funding, saying they'll negotiate when the partial government shutdown is over. Delaware Senator Chris Coons tells Fox and Friends,
"We're not going to build 1,000 miles of border wall. We all know that. It'll be something less than that. And for us to have a meaningful conversation, we've got to reopen the government."
White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders,
"Democrats have to be willing to do something. So far, they've been willing to do nothing but obstruct, and that's not going to fix the problem. That's not going to open the government."
The shutdown is now in its 26th day. More federal employees are being called back to work without pay until this is over. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. It is not clear why, but the Champaign School Board has put a plan for 4% raises for some administrators on hold. The announcement of the raises was planned for Monday night, but the News Gazette says the announcement was delayed at the last minute. A new report from the American Civil Liberties Union says African Americans in Illinois are more likely than those of other races to be stopped and searched for routine traffic violations. Fox2Now.com says the report says police asked to do searches of vehicles driven by black drivers nearly twice as often as whites in 2017. If you have a Netflix account, it's about to get more expensive. Netflix is raising prices on all of its plans. The plan that is normally $8 a month is going up to $9 a month. The $11 plan goes up to $13, and the standard $14 plan will cost $16 a month with the change. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
New Year's resolutions are easy to make, but tough to keep. Busey promises the support you need to achieve your financial dreams. From planning for retirement to saving for college, the experts at Busey Wealth Management are dedicated to your financial future. Let our experienced team help you plan for and accomplish your dreams for tomorrow, today. Busey, your dream, our promise.
8:33 and time for our National Weather Service forecast with the clouds and a high 34 expected today. 27 our low tonight. The chance of freezing rain before 2 a.m. then snow possibly mixed with freezing rain means we could have some slick conditions tomorrow. We've got a high of 37 expected tomorrow, where we've got more snow coming our way by day, down to around 24 in the evening Thursday night, maybe an inch of accumulation. 32 the high, partly cloudy on Friday, down to around 26 Friday evening. The weekend has a star on Saturday. Snow and blustery with a high 29. Only up to 16 come Sunday with a chance of snow in the morning. Blustery and down to around 8 below zero Sunday evening coming into Monday. Lots of folks with Martin Luther King Jr. Day off on Monday. Just a reminder that St. Louis Cardinal Caravan is coming your way Friday at noon at the I Hotel and Conference Center. It's totally free if you'd like to participate. A good time had by all. And we'll meet players like Jose Martinez, and we'll have some alumni like the Mad Hungarian. We've got the autograph tickets that we'll hand out so we can bring groups of 20 or so up to meet the panel and get that one item autograph for those 15 and under. And sometimes they have enough time to get other autographs in. But the panel, the Q&A with our own Lante from ESPN 93.5, we'd love to see you at the I Hotel, the St. Louis Cardinals Caravan presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Friday starting at noon, doors open at 10.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want a good laugh? Watch those funny insurance ads on TV. Want seriously good auto, home, business, or life insurance? Come to Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency in Champaign, an independent Erie insurance agent. See for yourself why more than 90% of Erie customers stay with Erie year after year after year. Call Thomas and Eller's Insurance Agency today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com.
Enjoy the area's best dining opportunities during Restaurant Week. Here's your chance to step up to the plate January 25th through February 2nd and enjoy some really fine food. There's a complete and varied selection of delectables awaiting your appetite, like at Houlihan's Restaurant. It's an experience that will awaken your taste buds and make your senses sing with their gourmet and made-from-scratch dishes. Houlihan's, a great place to start your 9-day adventure in eating during Restaurant Week. Find out more at restaurantweek.com.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have a limited amount of the Flying Illini bobbleheads with the 30th anniversary collector's boxes for sale. The bobbleheads are being released one at a time at Illinois men's basketball games, and if you can't make it to the games, you can buy them in stores and at GameDaySpirit.com. Get all five bobbleheads at the stadium on February 5th as Game Day Spirit sponsors this year's Orange Out game. Spice up your Illini wardrobe with a brand new orange shirt and wear it when Illinois plays Michigan State. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini!
ESPN 93.5. My friend Vicki Brazelton, she's Vicki Lee at John George Salon, been selling tickets to win a new TV as we support Rita Roberts. This benefit is coming up at the Urbana VFW on Saturday between 2 and 9. Lots of great things on the auction block in case you want to bid on some of the sports and events tickets and the like. All the proceeds helping out Rita Roberts with some of her medical expenses. And we've got, if you want to message me at ESPNCU.com, I can give you more details. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J in Asia right now. We've got your sports headlines coming up inside the next 10 minutes or so. The Illini facing Minnesota tonight at 8 o'clock. As I head to our phone line at 359-2255, I'm seeing how we're doing at the Fox affiliate. How we doing? Toby Stenger is due to be on the air with me here on ESPN 93.5.
That our words matter and people hold us.
It's Toby.
Okay. Hi, Toby. I'm Diane. How are you?
Good morning. Good. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. When it comes to starting off the new year, 2019, a lot of people try to exercise financial fitness. And you've got some smart money moves with us as the senior money editor at Consumer Reports. Thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me.
What are some of your top priorities?
Yeah, so one thing that people might want to consider is looking at their portfolios and making sure that they're balanced properly. We had just had a big dip in the market, and people may be concerned about how they're going to catch up. And it really is important to make sure that you have the right balance of stocks and bonds. You still want to have growth in stocks, but you may want to be a little bit more defensive in bonds. And so Consumer Reports recommends, especially if you're at retirement or nearing retirement, that, you know, you at least have a half of your portfolio in bonds.
All right. See, I just feel like I don't make enough money to get in any of this. This is kind of talking a foreign language to me when we talk about investing money. Do you feel like it's something the average citizen should do, even if they don't make a lot?
Yeah, the point is to try to get into a habit. It could just be that you arrange to, if you get a regular paycheck, that you arrange to have a portion of it put away in an IRA or a traditional IRA or what's called a Roth IRA each week, even if it's, $10, $20 a week, if you can afford that, if you can shave that from your grocery bill and stick it into savings, it can add up, especially if you're young. In fact, we've done some studies that find that, you know, if you save a few thousand in your mid-20s, say, it can build up over time to hundreds of thousands of dollars by the time you are ready to retire.
You know, you mentioned age. I know the millennials that are born between the mid-80s and the early 2000s are really concerned about just meeting current expenses. So after you need to sit down and just assess your situation, right?
Yes, sure. And the beginning of the year is a good time to do that. There's all sorts of tools that can help you look at what you're spending. Mint.com, of course, is one that a lot of people may know. And there are other tools out there, and you can look at, hey, you know, where's my money going? And is there a way maybe to put a little bit more into savings? And for those who do have a little bit in savings, one thing Consumer Reports recommends is to look at online savings accounts, which are yielding a lot more than what you're getting in your brick-and-mortar bank, where you're getting peanuts. You can go online to sites such as depositaccounts.com or bankrate.com, and you can find savings accounts that are paying almost 2.5%, which is much better than you can get with a brick-and-mortar account.
So what about the digital money these days, Toby? What's your feeling on all that?
So do you mean digital payments? Is that what you're thinking? Or are you just thinking about saving in digital savings accounts as opposed to brick and mortar?
I'm thinking of, is it like a chip or something or cryptic? Oh, I can't think of the name of it.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about all those Bitcoin things.
Bitcoin, thank you.
Consumer Reports is that we recommend that people be quite careful about those. They're not regulated. The accounts are not protected by federal insurance, and people have reported major losses. So if you want to go into Bitcoins, you make sure that that is a tiny part of your portfolio. And it's the speculative part, the part that you're willing to lose if it happens.
So I have a junior at ISU, and oftentimes when she has some fees and or is collecting money to buy something from other people, she does a lot of this on the phone and just does a money transfer. I'm not sure if it's like a PayPal account or things like that. That's pretty secure, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the account. Consumer Reports did a whole study of these mobile payment systems, and we found that Apple Pay was actually the best in terms of security, a combination of security and the privacy protections that you have than some of the others. So that's worth looking into. These are the peer-to-peer payment systems, and they can be great, but you really have to be careful that you know who you're paying so that the money doesn't go to somebody else by accident, which can happen.
I see. Toby Stanger, my guest here on ESPN 93.5. I'm Diane Ducey, Stevie J, touring Asia right now. And, boy, when it comes to him and money, when you're traveling, let's talk about that. I mean, the traveler's checks days are pretty much over, right?
Yes, pretty much. I mean, you really need – the best thing to do if you're traveling is to think about getting a credit card that does not have overseas fees, you know, when you're taking money out of an ATM or when you're making a purchase. It's good to look into those credit cards before you go abroad. Otherwise, you could be in for a rude awakening. And we also recommend that before you go travel abroad, you let the credit card company know where you're going. Because if they think it's a fraudulent transaction, they may refuse you, and you may be on the hook in some foreign country.
Very good. Toby's been visiting with us on the Smart Money Moves from Consumer Report. Can we tap into your articles and advice as the senior money editor? What do we do, Toby?
Well, thanks for asking. ConsumerReports.org is a great place to find all sorts of information. And we also, for a small subscription, we provide ratings on all kinds of products and services. And, of course, Consumer Reports magazines is on the newsstand.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for appearing on ESPN 93.5 today. We'll podcast this conversation later today at ESPNCU.com. Have a good one, Toby.
Thank you.
All right. Smart Money Moves is always good in 2019. It is 8:45. Thanks for taking us along. January 16th, 2019. A lot of financial fitness goals that you might have. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines up next.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, Drive Champaign. Campaign.com.
In sports, there are smart moves and not so smart moves. Calling a timeout to set up a final touchdown attempt? Smart. Calling a timeout with no timeouts left? Not smart.
And the same is true when you're hiring. The smart way? Letting ZipRecruiter find people with the right skills and actively inviting them to apply. It's why it's rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews.
And right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/wingo. That's ZipRecruiter.com/WINGO. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Need to ship something? Go to MyOffice Plus LLC and ship anything from just one place. Then any USPS, UPS, FedEx, and DHL parcels across America or across the world. You can do it all. Copy, fax, email, scan, laminate. Need something notarized? No problem. Buy your office supplies or greeting cards. You can even have your own mailbox. My Office Plus LLC at 1808 South Philo Road in Urbana. Check them out today.
ESPN 93.5, Go Illini. We've got a game against Minnesota, and they're looking pretty good on the season so far at 13-3 and 3-2 in the Big Ten, whereas our Fighting Illini are 0-5 in the Big Ten, 4-12 overall. Game on the Big Ten Network tonight at 8. Other Big Ten action will be number 23, Iowa, taking on Penn State. Purdue over Rutgers yesterday, 89-54. Congratulations, Michael Fletcher, gymnast who got Big Ten Freshman of the Week with his winning the all-around recently at Huff Hall. NBA action had the Lakers over the Bulls, 107-100. Pacers over the Suns, 131-97. Sunday, L.A. Rams and New Orleans, the first game in the playoffs, and then we'll have New England taking on Kansas City. NHL action last night, the New York Islanders over the St. Louis Blues. That final was 2-1. All right, joining me on our studio in line as I switch gears here at ESPN 93.5, I'm Diane visiting with Jeff Manasso in Chicago. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, good, Diane. How are you?
I'm good. I know you've been covering some of the Jamie Kloss, what happened with her, and I haven't covered that at all this week. Tell me what you got.
Well, the latest is that we're now hearing from 21-year-old suspect Jake Patterson's father, who we're told visited the Barron County Justice Center on Tuesday, saying that he wanted to pass a note to Jamie Kloss's family and basically telling them that he cares. His main concern right now is the girl's family. Jamie's grandfather, Robert Nyberg, tells the Associated Press today that he appreciates the gesture and that you also cannot blame the parents for what their children do. So a lot of sadness within the Patterson family in terms of his parents and relatives, obviously in shock by what their son has admitted to do, according to the criminal complaint detailing how he carefully planned the kidnapping of Jamie Kloss and the killing of her parents October 15th, and then he targeted her after seeing her at that bus stop. stop at her bus stop. Basically, he was on the way to work, and he was behind a bus that stopped outside Jamie Kloss's home. She got on the bus. He saw her, and that's when he decided to take that he was going to take her. And so she was held captive in his home in Gordon in rural Douglas County in Wisconsin for 88 days before she freed herself. Thank goodness, a brave young 13-year-old girl who is now in the arms of her family, her extended family, back in Barron, Wisconsin, and obviously taking it slow in terms of trying to get any information out of her. The criminal complaint was a little sparse in terms of details about her treatment within that home. I think that's probably to protect her, but it's also because they have enough on him. He's admitted to two counts of first-degree intentional homicide, to the kidnapping. He's also charged with armed burglary. It's enough to put him away for the rest of his life. But just an amazing, amazing story of strength on behalf of this young woman who was able to break free and run for help last Thursday.
Yeah, 88 days. I didn't realize it was that long. Thank you so much for covering this story. It's one that, you know, of course, being in the Midwest, we're following, and we can't believe when this sort of thing happens in our neighborhood. Jeff Bonasso, I appreciate that report here on ESPN 93.5. All right, take care. We've got the weather forecast to get to shortly.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to ccfpd.org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Duncan with Special Olympics Illinois Region I, and I'm inviting you to the 2019 Law Enforcement Torch Run, Polar Plunge, and Donut Dash at Lake of the Woods in Mahomet, Saturday, March 9th, with our Donut Dash starting at 9 a.m. and our Polar Plunge kicking off at noon. We are #freezing for a reason this year at the Mahomet Lake of the Woods Polar Plunge and Donut Dash on Saturday, March 9th. Join our Plunge Ambassadors, Sarah Mintz and Emerson York, and register today at LungeIllinois.com.
Our forecast calls for the clouds today. High 34 expected. We're currently at 32, 27 our low tonight. So temperatures are not fluctuating much. We're expecting precipitation overnight after 2 a.m. New accumulation of less than a tenth of an inch possible. And it could be ice and then snow. So that could be really bad for travel. So just take note and, you know, take precautions, whatever you need to do. Snow possibly mixed with freezing rain between 10 a.m. and noon tomorrow. And we could get an accumulation of less than a half inch now, they're saying. I'm trying to keep updated with this forecast. We've got a 40% chance of rain before 7 p.m. tomorrow night, with a low of 24 expected, 32 the high on Friday. Snow in the forecast, blustery. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Saturday's forecast, high 29. Very cold by Sunday, high 16, and then well below zero for our lows coming into Monday. Right now we're at 32 on ESPN 93.5. We're looking forward to that Rodney Carrington show at the Virginia Theater February 28th. When we turn the calendar over to February, Stevie J and I will be handing out tickets here on ESPN 93.5.
You've been married a long time. You know there's only a few words you can say, and these are them.
Rodney Carrington.
I know. You're right. I should listen, but I'll get the kids. Don't worry. You look pretty. I love you. Go look at my wallet.
February 28th at the Virginia Theater. Get ready for Rodney Live. Reserve seats are on sale now at thevirginia.org. Produced by Outback Concerts.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, will have a limited amount of the Flying Illini bobbleheads with the 30th anniversary collector's boxes for sale. The bobbleheads are being released one at a time at Illinois men's basketball games, and if you can't make it to the games, you can buy them in stores and at gamedayspirit.com. Get all five bobbleheads at the stadium on February 5th as Game Day Spirit sponsors this year's Orange Out game. Spice up your Illini wardrobe with a brand
brand new orange shirt and wear it when Illinois plays Michigan State. Get your gear at game day and go Illini.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 9 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the fifth year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield. Another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
Catch Mr. Basketball himself each Monday on ESPN 93.5. Fighting Illini Sports Network announcer Deion Thomas joins the conversation each Monday during the 9 a.m. hour of the Jeremy Warner Show. Tune in for Fighting Illini and Big Ten basketball chat all hour long. Join the conversation by texting in at 217-359-2255. Thanks to sponsors including the U of I Community Credit Union, Show Your Spirit with Illini Visa Rewards Card, Rosati's Pizza located at 701 South Gregory in Urbana, and Dogtown Heating and Air.
856, ESPN 93.5. 30th anniversary of the Fighting Illini means Marcus Liberty bobblehead night tonight in that game against Minnesota. We'll find out more details with the Jeremy Warner Show. That starts at 9, and then Austin Berkland kind of takes over. Jeremy taking the week because his daughter Lily was born. Congratulations. Torn has a new sibling. Very exciting. Tiffany being a champ as the mother. And congratulations once again to Jeremy. And we've got the Cardinal Caravan we're talking about. That's Friday at noon at the I Hotel and Conference Center. Totally free. If you want to come, it takes about an hour, and it's a lot of great autographs and Q&A going on with our own Lante, who's on with Michael Carpenter after 4 here on ESPN 93.5. That does it for me. Enjoy your day, and thanks for listening to ESPN 93.5.